One of the teachings of release is the release of expectation. This can be quite puzzling for the world you live in, which is telling you that a part of how you create is with expectation, and to some degree that is true. But there are expectations that balance you, and there are expectations that imbalance you. As you study spiritual things, you will notice that expectations come up as something that you want to be conscious about. And the consciousness will tell you that your expectation of life must include the fact that life has challenges, that it has problems to solve, and that it has change. Now, when you have a place in your expectation that embraces that, then your expectation is going to be a safety net for you. It will be a good thing for you. And that kind of expectation makes you safe to walk your path, because you do not expect your path to be perfect. You do not expect all the days to be perfect. You know that life is going to be everything. Life is everything. And so you then do not make the mistake of blaming yourself for something that is simply a fact of life. You can see this on the practical level when you look at your traffic lights. If someone said to you, "I walked up to the traffic light and it was red, what did I do wrong?" You would immediately know that something was out of balance in that question, because the traffic light simply is. We expect it to be there. We expect it to be all of the colors from time to time. Because we are human, of course, we wish it was always green, but we do not think that something has gone wrong if it is red on a day. And so in that way, your expectation can keep you safe. It allows you to see the reality of the way the planet is formed and the way life moves along. Now, what about the expectation that can do you harm? That is the expectation that is connected to the ego in some way. And particularly if this attachment is unrecognized, then it certainly can be troublesome for you in life. So expect to hold a place for the highest possible good is always safe. Highest good is the safe ground in spiritual study. But there are many expectations. We will mention only two. There are quite a few. But you all have experienced having an expectation of another person, and that did not work. That person did not respond in the way that you expected. So you can see then that there is a great balance in saying, "I am putting out for this with this person, but I'm not going to attach my ego to this person's response to what I have put out." We believe we have just made a conundrum in language. Perhaps we should try again. It is fine to hold that someone you know or someone you care about is going to respond in a certain way, but you do not want to get caught on meaning if they do not. If they do not, it is more than likely about them, not about you. And to feel upset or hurt is natural, but not for long, because you can hold that would be a good response, but you cannot be hurt if it is not. Well, you can be, but you do not want to be. So always look for the ego as it attaches to expectations. And we will mention one other thing, and that is about how you are creating your life. And so creating your life for the highest good and in the moment in which you are living is a very beautiful thing. To try to control how that path moves in the future, there is a dangerous expectation. And so when we are considering expectations, we want to understand that we all have them, but we do not want to attach great meaning to them, because while we may have a good expectation, there is a very complicated world going on around us. And even in the way we love each other, we are sometimes disappointed. But that is not because of us. It is because of whatever is playing out in that person's life. So we bring this lesson on expectations to you in order to help you perhaps do a little laundry list to make sure that you are not going into a future with an expectation that may be connected in some way to the ego or to the wounded part of the ego. And if you know that that is happening, and it does, then simply say, no, I am returning to the present. I am expecting highest good for all concerned. I am expecting that my heart is pure and that the universe moves through me and serves through me and guides me as I walk along my path in life. So, we will take a moment to let that become a part of you in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Breathe easily and deeply, and let your breath be the breath of love. And where you breathe, know that love breathes. Become aware of an energy from the earth that comes around your body, turning and turning. And as it turns around your body, let it take away heaviness, worry, anything that makes your life uncomfortable. Feel it moving out of your body, and caught in that energy that is taking it up, 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 and now it is gone from your body and your field. And what is around you is filled with the longing for highest good. Feel it all around you and know that it will walk with you in the world, and that the universe speaks to highest good and sends to you what is best and finest. And rest in that knowledge. And be aware that in that field, there are feathers. And the feathers lighten your load. Lighten anything that may come your way in life. And see them in place and ready to do what they do best. Make you light, make you open, make you wise. And feel a waterfall of energy above your head. And let that waterfall go into your body. And feel the waterfall cleanse your brain of any heavy thoughts, any worries that do not belong to you or that you do not wish to hold. Feel the waterfall flow into your communication center. So all that you speak to yourself or to others is cleansed and light and fine. Feel the energy of that waterfall flowing into your heart. And let the waterfall wash away pain. Wash away disappointment. Wash away things from the past that you no longer wish to carry with you into the future. Feel all of that leave your energy and your body. Feel that waterfall flow into the solar plexus and wash away emotions. Those you do not need to hold anymore. And the meanings that may have attached to them. Let the waterfall wash that out of your body. Feel the waterfall flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the waterfall wash shame and judgment in beliefs or in emotions out of your body. Wash the construct of shame away from that second center so that you are free and you are good and you are strong in your knowing of that. Feel the waterfall flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the waterfall in the root begin to wash away any configurations that will not serve your ability to create. Whatever those might be, let them wash away. And feel your root strong with all that it needs to know and do and create. And feel yourself cleansed. And know that you are good. become aware of a diamond in your third eye. A diamond that is clear and valuable and supports what you know, what you intuit, how you feel and know in the world. And feel that in place in your third eye. Open the crown and feel the sun that is the universe with all of its blessings becoming fluid, pouring golden light into your head, balancing your thoughts and beliefs, flowing into your third eye. To join with the diamond so that your knowing is clear and supported. Feel the love of the universe in your third eye. Feel the golden light flow down into your throat and with it bring you the thoughts and the speaking to the self that are about the truth, that are about light, that are about highest good. Feel the golden light flow down into your heart and water the garden in your heart so that all that you wish to grow in this lifetime is watered and nourished and supported. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the golden light make a place to receive gratitude and love and beauty and nurturing and all of the emotions that go with those very fine things. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light restore the second center so that all that moves through your life is cleansed and released. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel that golden light make strength in your root. And make a pillar of gold that supports your whole being, comes up through your body and connects to the universe. So you walk never alone, but with the power and the beauty and support of the universe. And allow your energy now to move out through your crown and up into the night sky. High above the confusion, high above whatever may be troubling. On a silver path in the sky, a light among many lights, exactly as you are intended to be. And see how easy the path is. And without effort, and how a light high above you draws you to it. And opens to you when you reach it. And you are now in your place, a place of light and beauty and wisdom. And see what is around you. And find a place where water is flowing and drink to refresh yourself and your spirit. And as you move forward, see that you are moving toward your teacher, who waits for you here. Be in the energy of your teacher and take in all the wisdom that you wish to own. And now let your teacher give you a gift. Resting your mind, know the gift. Thank the teacher for the gift. And receive the teacher's blessing. And give your blessing to the teacher who has come to be here with you. And bringing your gift, come down the silver path. Feel the gates opening so that you are in the night sky, and the coolness of the air is gentle against your cheek. And take a moment to be in harmony with the perfect balance of all that is. Come down the path and begin to bring your energy again into the room and into the circle. And as you are drawn, find a message that is given to you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.